My name's Jono Bacon, and I am a community manager.
My name's Stuart Langridge, and I'm a technical architect.
And this is
Shot of Jack. Let's play a little game of make-believe. Let's say you've won a reasonable amount of money on the lottery, perhaps, and you've decided to run a software startup, make some more money. It might be a desktop-based software as a service sort of thing, think Ubuntu One or Skype. Or maybe it's a web application for which you charge access, like Basecamp, maybe something else. The details aren't important here. You'd like to keep the numbers down to five people or so, though, because your money's by no means unlimited. So who are those five people? What sorts of people do you need to make a software product that's successful? You could just have five software developers, for example. Maybe you need a community manager, someone to negotiate business deals and partnerships, someone to manage the software team but not themselves do coding. Perhaps you want someone who concentrates solely on researching your customer base and getting the word out to them. You might want an administrator to take care of all the details around everyone getting paid, a sysadmin to run the servers that your startup might need. It's your company. Who do you want for it?
I think this is a really interesting question, and it's a pretty complicated
question.
I'm hoping we're going to be able to do it some justice. In my mind, you want to have enough capacity to build your product, but you also want to make sure that you've got somebody who can begin forming those business relationships right from the very beginning. Now, I think the way this works with a lot of companies is you usually get like two people who work together on something and they put together like a first cut of a product. So, you know, the Google guys is a good example of this, right? So they sit together and they build this thing. And then at that point, they start building out a business, you know, because they've got something to go from. So when they hire a business person to come in, they've got something that they can start selling, right? And I think that, like, investing all of your money in just bringing in engineers, which I think is the classic temptation for technical people such as us, is a bit of a misnomer. Like, you want to make sure you have at least a business person, and you want to make sure you have at least an admin, like an admin manager.
Because
people need to get paid, you need all the rest of it. So.
The conceit behind this question, I was actually watching the lottery draw in the UK at the weekend. And if you win the lottery in the UK and you don't split the prize with anyone else, you might get 5 or 6 million. And I thought, what would I do if I had 5 or 6 million after I'd bought my house and a Lamborghini? I thought, well, it'd be really great to set up and run a software company. But this question is slightly the reversal of the thing you describe is some people get together and they start to build a software thing. And then they think, okay, how can we turn this into a company? The idea is you start off with the money and you think, I'd like to fund something. And obviously, I'm modeling this slightly on what Mark Shuttleworth did with Canonical, but with a considerably smaller budget. So my instinctive reaction was, okay, you need to build a software project. So how much would it cost to pay the salaries of five developers? And then I thought, now, hang on, if I did that, then what I'd end up with is a software project and no one spending any money on it, because I'd have no one who understands how to get money and no one who understands how to deal with money and no one who understands how to make the world aware of it. So I started thinking, okay, well, you probably could do with someone who understands business to negotiate business deals, make partnerships, that kind of thing. It would be good to start to develop a community of users around the product, whatever it is, a community of co-developers around it and contributors. So maybe you need a community manager, and it'd be really good if you had an administrator to actually run the actual details of the company, you know, deal with HR and getting contracts signed and all that kind of thing. And I started going through it, and I thought, okay, I've now named five people who are important to the company, none of whom are software developers, at which point you have a brilliant company that doesn't develop a product, so because there's no developers left.
I'm interested, where's the balance
between the two?
I think a lot of it depends on the kind of product that you're developing. So, for example, if you're developing a proprietary product, you probably don't necessarily need a community manager, right? But then again, with open source, you probably don't need a community manager from the outset. You just need to hire developers who know how to work with the community. I think this is part of the reason why it's so bloody hard to be a CEO in the software world, is because they do about five different things. You know, so you get these CEOs, and they often, you know, a lead developers, you know, on a project, but they also do some of the business development and all this kind of stuff. And you know, so they play these two or three, and at some point they're doing, HR, and they're doing some admin stuff. And then as the company starts bringing in money, they can start giving these roles to other people. because I think at some point you realize that for the CEO of a company who's got a valuable set of skills, to be doing things that you could pay someone a lot less money to do is not a valuable use of their time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously one of the characteristics of the startup culture is everyone does every job. You know, no one says that's my job and I don't do anything else. That's all I do. All I do is business development. Everyone's doing, you know, a little bit of hacking, a little bit of admin, a little bit of HR, a little bit of business development, a little bit of community management, because that's what startups are, right? You know,
that's the way it works. Yeah.
But and as you say, as you start to grow, as you start to become a success and you start to grow the company out, those roles become much more sharply defined. But maybe then this isn't necessarily who do you employ, but which roles do you need to define as part of your company? What do you need to concentrate on? If you've got five people and everyone does a bit of everything, what's the everything that needs to be done? Do you dedicate time to community management from day one? Do you dedicate time to business development from day one? To identifying a customer base from day one?
Yeah, I get the impression that this is almost impossible to do in a generic fashion. Like, it really depends on what you're doing. So, for example, if you're producing a Linux distribution, in my mind, you need to define your relationship with the community very early on. And to a degree, you can say that with any open source project. You know, you need to define your relationship with the community. You need to make a set of statements that define how you're going to work so the community's got faith in you as a steward of that project. But I think a lot of it also depends on the quality of the staff. Like, developers are notoriously difficult people to manage. Whereas if you've got a set of developers who are good at what they do and they're fairly autonomous and they can follow the strategy, then they probably don't need as much management as junior developers who are arguably going to be a lot cheaper, but the overhead in managing them and their growth is going to be a lot more expensive.
Right. So if you think about it, as I say, the thing that interested me most about this was the distinction, because my instinctive reaction was to think, okay, 100% development. What if I've got five people, I'll have five developers, please. And then I started to think, well, no, actually, probably the ratio is much more like 50-50. So you've got 50 people doing direct product development, 50% of people doing direct product development. And then the other half of your company is doing support, not software support, technical support, but supporting the people doing the product development. And it's surprising just how much what you'd naively call overhead is actually there. Because to be honest with you, if you had one person developing the product and four people selling it, you'd probably be much more likely to actually get money than you would if it was the other way around. If you've got the best product in the world and no one buys it, your company goes under. If you've got the worst product in the world and people buy it anyway, then you're McAfee or something. And they do really well.
However, I think the flip side of that is, if you do too much business development and you get too many customers, you then don't have the staff to fulfill the requirements.
At which point your company flames out.
So if you're doing custom engineering and you know, you've got one person who's doing custom engineering, they're doing a great job, you go out, you get five contracts. Then what's going to happen is you're going to, common problem with all companies is that business development people make promises that the engineering teams aren't aware of or can't fulfill. So what happens is then the company starts getting a negative reputation because promises are being made that can't be fulfilled and delivered on.
At which point you've built a business model, but it's not long-term sustainable. What happens is after 3 years, you flame out.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and also you'll end up probably almost killing that poor person who's doing all that work. So the impression I get is that in the early days...
So you don't think you need a community manager very early on, unless you're doing something very, very community focused. You know, I'm talking about a five person company. You're not going to build a Linux distribution.
I'd say that if your product is very, very community driven, like Ubuntu is a good example. I think Ubuntu or Fedora are very, very driven products. Then I think you should hire. I don't think it should be in your very first group, but I think it should be early on. It should be in your first 20, 30 people.
So we're leaning towards, if you're allowed five people, three developers, one business development person, and one administrator who actually runs the company. Yes.
I'd say then you have your admin who basically does everything else.
Yeah. And then everyone chips in for things like sysadmins. All developers are also sysadmins. I mean, in the wonderful world of DevOps, that ought to be the case anyway.
Exactly. So, but yeah, that's what we think. I mean, it's a really interesting question, and there's a million different answers, and where better to ask for answers than the wonderful Shot of Jack community. So what do you think? How would you set up a business? If you were just given this big chunk of money and you were setting up a software product, how would you go about doing it? So go to shotofjack.org where you heard this shot and leave your comments right there.
Or you can get in touch with us directly at shotofjack.org/discuss, so you can email us about your thoughts on this, on building a team, or on things that you'd like to see on Shot of Jack. If you've got ideas for shots, let us know.
Indeed, and we'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.